Okay, so it started. We're live.
Oh, welcome to the basement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Larry.
I'm Glenn.
No, you go.
So we were just talking about...
I'm Josh. Oh, wait. That's not right.
So to the listeners, we were just talking about first dates and maybe like experiences that we've had with that. Maybe some specifics.
Yeah, mine was just last year.
Glenn started laughing when he started thinking of his, so I think we're gonna make him tell his story.
I was laughing because it's embarrassing.
Oh, that's the best kind of laugh.
All right, so you guys remember back when we were in eighth grade,
and I barely.
I did that whole musical production for that one girl,
Victoria.
Yeah, Vicky. So
wait,
nothing,
Victoria.
Oh yeah. I should back up here. So, I was, let's see, in eighth grade, I was 13, right? So, I had started playing guitar like a year before I went to eighth grade. And when I started eighth grade with Josh and Larry, I had just moved to a new school. And
he lied to everyone and told everyone that he was from the UK.
I didn't think anybody would think that was serious.
I just found out that he's not from the UK.
I was born in Indiana.
13
everybody,
years later.
To clear the record.
Let's see that fucking birth certificate, boy.
Why is your middle name Hussein? Okay, so... Anyway, when we were in 8th grade, I started liking this girl named Vicky. Can we use names?
Vicky.
Yeah, just don't finish it. It's
alright. Anyway, she had a boyfriend, which I did not care about.
As they always do.
And so... We had an 8th grade talent show, and I brought my guitar and my friend who played drums and played some Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet. And of course she broke up with her boyfriend, because who wouldn't?
I mean...
But really nothing...
It was Jet. It was 2007, 6.
2006,
Who wasn't gonna fall for that? How is that not gonna work?
So basically, nothing happened with that until, right after that happened, which was in the spring. And it was, like, real on again or off again. Anyway, that summer, it was on again. And so...
It was on.
She was taking horse riding lessons right down the street from where I lived.
It must be fate.
And I don't know, I was talking to her on MSN Messenger or something. And she was telling me this. So one day I walked over there and I said hi to her. And then I asked her mom if she'd come over to my house.
Wait, why her mom?
Because her mom was there to pick her up.
Okay. Did she agree to this?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Is this like a prearranged deal? Or what's did you like sweeten the pot with a goat? Or?
Well, so.
Okay, so we can skip the specifics
may
for now.
May have been a goat. Anyway, so. Yeah, she came over. I don't know, it was that day. Maybe it was a couple days after that. And anyway, I have never had really a girlfriend at that point, and so I was nervous as fuck.
Needless to say.
Yeah. And I didn't know what to do, because all I did was sit in my house and play guitar and video games all day. And I'm like, what do girls like? So...
Video games and guitars, right?
So what I thought would be interesting to show her was, on our satellite TV, we had these crappy games, and one of them was... a UFO abducting cows that you can play with your remote. So I was like, hey, you want to...
So you just showed her your shittiest video game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had also never kissed a girl at that point.
Uh-huh.
So I showed her that, and then we
you
were...
You showed her kissing?
No, I didn't show her. She showed me kissing. We were watching...
She taught you good.
TV or something. Yeah, we were just hanging out, and then she... just bam, French kisses me, and I was like, whoa, because I was totally caught off guard, but not unwilling, but in my infinite wisdom I was like, whoa, tongue action. Out loud. And she got so mad at me.
No, what?
Yeah, she was like oh, you don't want to do this, fine. And I was like, no, it's not that.
You blew it.
Yeah. And then I sat all by myself, and I thought, what have I done?
Oh, no.
So that was really, I don't know if that was really a date, but that was my first romantic experience with a girl. Mm-hmm.
That was tragic to listen to.
That was tragic.
That was tragic to relive.
I really expected more from that. And then she just went home, or
yeah, that, well, then
you guys
she
continued
home.
Abducting cows, or
no? Well,
what was the aftermath of this?
Yeah, she went home after that, and then was like, "Whatever, I don't like you because you're weird and didn't want to kiss me."
Oh,
and I'm like, "No, I'm like that's not what it was at all. I just didn't expect that." Oh, never. For some reason, everybody thought I was like some huge player at school, which was not true. And so that was definitely not working in my favor.
Well, yeah, okay, I can see that.
So anyway, eventually she got over it or realized that I was just stupid.
Do you guys remember when player or playa was like the common terminology for just boys?
Yeah,
pretty much,
in,
like
in 2006.
Just like always, like just you were just always being categorized as a player, even though like you're just like, I don't know what that means, but sure, yeah, like whatever it takes, like.
Oh,
it's
man.
Too good.
Everybody, oh, her best friend was like, why are you just trying to get in every girl's pants here? And I'm like, what?
I feel like she's projecting.
I'm like, I guess so.
I mean, at that time, maybe we were wearing girls' pants. That's possible, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was
in the emo scene, yeah. 2006. I did wear girls' pants at least once.
Back in the day when they were not categorized as skinny jeans and they were just females'
relate.
Pants.
That whole party didn't hit me until I was in my 20s.
It hit me and then it came back.
Yeah.
When I was like, this isn't a phase, this is who I am. Yeah.
When you realize that there is a reason why you wore men's pants, because they specifically made groin situations where you can fit your junk in, as opposed to females where the zipper line was like 1.5 inch long.
But I do not know how girls wear girl pants.
Well, they're incredibly stretchy.
Yeah.
So
I don't know how they deal with the pockets still, thing, man.
Yeah.
How they wear just tight clothes in general.
They don't have balls to get pinched in their pants.
I mean, like tight clothes.
Okay. Because it's very close. Have you felt their clothes? They're very soft.
Very soft. Very stretchy.
But still,
they're socks. My goodness. They look like this. Look like child socks, right? And then mm-hmm. they just.
I got one of Christina's socks on right now.
I saw the Morty sock, but what's the other one?
Is it a sloth sock?
Sloths drinking coffee.
Next time on the podcast.
Special guest Christina.
Sloth drinking coffee was what I was going for.
Next podcast, we all wear women's clothing and review them. This cashmere shirt, let me tell you about it.
Forever 21, I want to wear this shirt. Five ever 21.
Let's talk about how...
But I can't because it was made in China and it's already falling apart.
This turtleneck makes my Adam's apple look so small.
All right, Josh, do you have a first date experience? Oh, like, boy. A very specific first date experience?
You know, I'm sure at some point my first date really was something in the fourth grade, but, you know, it's hardly a cleanim. Like, I don't... My memory of that is so little. And really, it felt like just everyone was just dating everyone at that point. Like, you just showed up to a birthday party and just started holding hands with girls. Like, it just seemed like everybody was just kind of swingers at fourth grade. But, yeah, no, I could definitely think of maybe the first time I like went somewhere. I think that's gonna be
as like a budding adult.
Yes.
Yeah, that's definitely the experience I want to hear.
Well, I don't know if I was an adult. I was definitely like 13 or something.
Well,
but, yeah.
You know, I mean, we start realizing our adult emotions when we start hitting our teenagers.
Yeah, hard,
right?
Hard, yeah. Hard penises. Yeah. Yeah. About 13 sounds about right. Yeah. I remember, you know, I was in I was like the non-gay friend that was always friends with girls. You know, I just always had like a squad of girls that I was just hanging out with at all times. And yeah, at no point were they really ever that attractive, or did I like have any certain kind of feelings for them, but I knew they were girls, and I knew
the way of the road.
I needed to hang out with them, right? Like, you're just like, these are girls, I need to be with these people. Like, so, yeah, I remember going to a movie. I remember getting, you know, getting that nice, awkward drop-off, you know, no text messaging at that point, or like no phones, like no, like I probably had a mobile phone maybe.
How did the pickup go though? Like who drove you?
Ooh, grandma, of course.
Yes, okay.
Meemaw, yeah. Picking me up, uh-huh. In the red Isuzu Amigo.
Nice.
I knew that was so coveted of a vehicle 10 years ago. I wish I would have known. We would have kept that and made it an off-road monster. But yes, definitely.
Side note, the Isuzu Viacross. Have you guys ever seen one of those?
Do tell.
Let me pull this up.
Okay, so what was the decision? Do you remember what you wore? Or like,
oh man,
picking out the clothes that you had to wear?
Ooh, that's spicy. What is that?
There's a guy who lives on a couple streets over that has
that
one.
That looks
of these.
Like a giant toy. Like, yep. I'm thinking of like toy cars, and that's exactly what one would look like in my mind.
Remember when in the this is 2018?
No, they stopped making these in like 2001.
Yeah, I mean, definitely looks strange. Like it was stuck back then because lifted. Remember when they didn't know how to make headlights?
True.
Pretty much all the way up until like 2005.
Audi showed everyone in the world what headlights should look like,
yes,
and
correct.
Everyone was like, "Oh, yep."
Yes. Okay. So
I'd rock crawl and Isuzu would be across.
So you know, it was a match made in trailer park heaven, right? You know, we were living in the trailer at the time. You know, I felt like the only girls I could talk to and really realistically get with were girls that were in trailer parks also, I guess. So
wait, how old were you?
13.
Okay.
So we rolled through with the Isuzu cassette tape. I remember putting in Kids Alternative
Bop.
Or something like that. Like
Kids Bop 3.
Like just like, I don't know, probably just like 20 songs, Red Hot Chili Peppers, I assume. I don't know, like really realistically. But yeah, just throwing that in. My grandma just, you know, shifting gears with a donut in one hand, a cigarette in the other, mm-hmm. while also drinking Diet Pepsi, like just like ready to go, like
did
doing
you,
all
did
the
you
things.
Roll up in the back seat or are you in the passenger seat?
Oh, I was definitely in the passenger seat, and I remember picking her up, and she was like dressed to the nines for no fucking reason, like just
your grandma was?
No, the girl.
Probably her first date.
Yeah, first date for sure. Like crimped, you know, crimped hair. Like mom, like did makeup for her. Like I'm over here just like I showered and put deodorant on for like the first time in my life. And so we roll up, and I try to pretend to be a gentleman and open the door, fold the seat forward because this was one of those non-4-door SUVs. You know, fold it forward. Let her get in the back, and then I just and hopped into the front anyway. So now it's turned into like a 20 or like 2006 Uber ride, right? Like, and she's back there like twiddling her thumbs, like trying to figure out why I'm not back there holding her hand or doing something, right? And man, so we go to LaPorte's Finest movie theater. Yeah, you guys remember, did you guys go there were fortunate enough to attend this dump
of
a place?
Not one time.
Well, it had gone through countless owners and eventually they just could not figure out how to get rid of the vomit smell in there.
I thought it came that way when
dude
it
just came that way. It was just like notoriously vomity smelling, and the floors were
always
unreal
sticky.
Like
every
so
spot on the floor
sticky. Like carpet shouldn't be sticky, dude. I don't get it. Like, you would sit there for an hour and a half movie and then your shoes would come off of your feet. It was so sticky.
Why I remember that fondly.
Yes. You know, and at this point, you know, I'm mowing lawns. I got a solid $12 in my pocket or something like that, right? Like just balling. Get that $1.50 bucket of popcorn. This wasn't a Cinemark or a AMC or anything like that, so it wasn't like $9, $1.50 shitty popcorn.
These were different times.
Different times. Nickel for pop. No. But yeah, so I really genuinely don't even remember. Of course, it wouldn't have been a good date if I would have remembered what movie it was, right? Like, the whole time I was just trying to court her and, like, romanticize with her instead of, like, watch
do
any
movie.
Do I hold
hands now?
Maybe it was, yes. Maybe it was the Rugrats movie. I don't remember what it was, man. It was something. But, so, yeah. So, roll up, you know, get dropped off. Got to do that awkward moment where you have to decide whether you just tell your grandmother, someone that's raised you all your life, you just don't tell her you love her as she leaves, or you just man up and do it like real quick, or like do you kiss or what's going on? But I remember like slam the door and just the quickest like one word, one syllable, love you, peace out, get the fuck out of my face, like. So, you know, my grandma was cool, so she didn't come see the movie with us or go see another movie. She just dipped, like, I don't know, maybe she hit the bar. I don't know what she was doing. Probably went grocery shopping or something in between, right? So so we go in, and no adults, no supervision. Me and her, hanging out. Now it's like, feels like a whole different story, right? Because she was in the car, my grandma was in the car, you know, I wasn't, you know, hi, how's it going, just the niceties, but I didn't, you know, nothing crazy, no touching or anything like that, but boom, walk out, boom, hands, locked, instant, hard, just grab it, holding hands, like, it was almost expected, like, if I hadn't done it, I would have just been a bitch, like, she would have went to school, seventh grade year, just been like, this dude didn't even grab my hand, what a scaredy cat, you know, like, that's what we're afraid of. We're afraid of them going back and just, like, telling them, like, he didn't know how to kiss. It's like, yeah, I'm 13. Why would I know how to kiss? Why do I know that I need to be holding your hand? But, yeah, boom. Hands locked. Walking inside. Get the popcorn. Being served by probably, like, a 15-year-old. Looking just 30 to me. Just, like, look at this 30-year-old. Give me popcorn.
Yeah, that's true.
Just pimples and just glasses and... He's got $12. I got $12. Like, I'm just... Well, shit, man. Back then, minimum wage was probably like $5.50 or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I was getting paid.
Ooh,
yeah.
Spicy.
$5 and a quarter or something like that. Yeah, it's not a lot. Mm-mm.
So yeah, we go in, and I'm a G. You know, I'm at this point, I already got like a poem in my pocket written down. Right, you know how it is. You know, like I'm into the poetry. I thought being romantic that was the thing. You know. We're raised all our lives like, oh, romance is dead. I didn't know what it meant, but all I knew was poetry, chocolates, flowers. Do it. Do those things. So I had it. The poem was Annabelle Lee by Edgar Allan Poe. Maybe you don't know the poem. Maybe you do. You know the poet.
Yeah.
Shit's not going to be romantic like you think it's
going to
be.
Isn't it about a girl that drowns or something?
Exactly. Something like that. Some dark ass... dead, death, destruction, female. All I knew was it had a woman's name in it, and it sounded cool, and it was talking about missing a girl. Like, I was like, yep.
Can I pull it up?
Check. Pull it up.
This is in the common domain, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know.
So I, amidst the credits, now credits not as important, or the trailer is not as important as it is nowadays, right? But back then, yeah, just credits and commercials and whatever else was going on. And I'm reading this to her. And, you know, obviously, my eyes are glazed. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just reading words off. I know how to read. I have literacy. Like, that's about it. And she's just looking at me like, yep. Like, nobody's ever done this before. This seems legit. Let's hit me with an excerpt. And give me some mood with it. I need Edgar Allan Poe's soul in this one.
All right.
And now we'll be performing Annabelle Lee, featured by Glenn.
It was many and many a year ago, in a kingdom by the sea, that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabelle Lee. And this maiden she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. I was a child, and she was a child, in this kingdom by the sea. But we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabelle Lee, with a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her and me.
And this was the reason that long ago in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud, chilling my beautiful Annabel Lee, so that her highborn kinsmen came and bore her away from me to shut her up in a sepulcher in this kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, went envying her and me.
Yeah, anyway, absolutely. Shit was happening.
That's how I felt. The angels were so envious that they sent her some sort of terminal disease and she died.
Correct.
And was buried in a tomb by the ocean.
And that's what I was implying was going to happen to her and she didn't know it.
That's so romantic.
It felt romantic at the time. I don't know what I was thinking. Maybe it was. We'll do a poll. Girls, is that romantic?
Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram.
Okay.
And then you can answer the poll.
So when the movie starts.
Ooh. Oof. When the movie starts, so does the wandering of the hands, right? So at first it's palm sweaty.
Wait, your hands or her hands? Was she all of a sudden trying to pluck that banana from the banana tree?
What's your move before that? Because what I always do is I reach to the middle and go...
No, dude. No, man. I hit it with the...
Oh, classic.
Ooh.
That's spicy.
And honestly, popcorn lap. Now, nobody told me
was
I had
to
cut
a hole
in the
bottom.
You got a hole in the box. Yeah, nobody told me about that. Nobody told me about that part. So it was a amateur move. But popcorn in the lap.
Not amateur if it's salted.
Right. So arm reached over. It's 3 p.m. I'm so tired at this point, right in the middle of the day.
Growth spurt.
Boom. And she embraced it. I was so surprised, right? I mean, but...
She's seen those movies. She knew what
she
was supposed to do.
She knew what she was supposed to do.
Well, here's the deal.
We're both acting out The Notebook, you know.
Yeah, well, girls, what we didn't know back then is girls like this as much as we like them. Yeah, they just put it in our minds that they didn't like us. But at the end of the day, they wouldn't be there as much as we wanted to be there. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so every move that she made, I was like, what?
Like,
you too?
Surprise Pikachu.
Boom, arm over the shoulder, and an hour and a half passes and I make no other moves and I'm just sweating to death.
I didn't think I'd make it this far.
I didn't know what to do next. No. Seriously, like, the reason I don't remember this movie is because every 10 minutes I was thinking, do I do it now? do I do it now? And to this day, I still think those words. Do I do it now?
You can never be too sure, to be honest.
Right. But I've learned now that you don't verbally ask them, because at the end of the movie I said, do you want to kiss now? Like, I could tell, you know, I had the visual cues on the movie that the movie was ending, right? You could, like, happy story is coming along, like, the climax is over, like, you know, we're riding off to the sunset, and I'm like, should we kiss now?
Well, actually, I think that nowadays, that's what you're supposed to ask, right?
Oh, you're right, yes, absolutely.
You get accused of being a raper.
Can I?
Yeah, may I? Miss, please. Well, don't want to assume your gender, but may I?
And if the answer is yes,
Zim, sir.
I've already had this page notarized.
If you could just fill the consent form here and here and then the NDA here. But yeah, so, classic Prince Charming move. I ask her if we're supposed to kiss, and she nuzzles her nose into mine and she kisses me. And now, male insecurities have come about. Is she going to go to school and tell everyone that she had to kiss me and she had to make the move? I couldn't even enjoy the kiss because I was so not sure if this was the right way to play it, right? Like, now I'm like, oh, she has made me a bitch. like, at this point, it's like, so we get married, you're proposing to me, and this is what's happening. Like, you wear the pants in the relationship. At this point, she has all the power. And, yeah, so we get the kiss out of the way, and then it's like, everything's like, I'm elated, right? And just as I start to feel like I'm, like, working up the courage to do anything else or to make any more moves on my own, the movie's over. Lights pull up. Now you've got families everywhere and stuff, and it's, you know, you're told that, like, PDA and that isn't... Wah, wah, wah. Yeah. And I failed to make the move. I failed to make any moves. And
hey, you did the arm thing. That's cool.
Right, right. That's a score a point for the home team there, right? Like, yeah. And we got up, and wow, that movie was pretty good. Nodded in agreement. And went out.
See you later.
Well, no, she was riding with me, right? So went out, and my grandma was already there.
Did you get in the back seat with her this time?
I did not. Actually, no, it felt super awkward, and we didn't say anything. And we got in the car, and my grandma asked me if we enjoyed the movie, and it was like a very loud nod.
You guys live in the same neighborhood, correct?
No, two different trailer parks, actually.
Oh, damn. Because I was going to say, like, depending on the time of year, y'all could have just chilled, like, you know, just right. Walked around or something like that. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Nope, it was over. Because that was our time alone, and that was what was made of it.
Did you talk to her after that much?
You know, then I started talking to her friend, and then I took her out to the movies probably the next weekend, so...
Ooh, boy.
And boy, I did
speaking
not...
Speaking of players...
And I did not make the same mistake twice. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, at least that story has a happy ending. Actually, that reminded me of a time when I was I was 16. I was talking to this girl from La Porte, and this was actually like the second time we hung out, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so I picked her up, and we went to this park in La Porte, and we were hanging around, you know, just playing on this park, and it was pretty fun.
Playing?
Yeah.
Oh, like on the equipment?
Yeah, on the equipment. Okay. I did get a kiss at the end. That was cool. Ooh, but woo! I also slipped on this wooden balance beam, and I got some big splinters in my ass. So I went home after I dropped her off, and my mom had to pull them out for me.
Wait. I want to put on the record, he did say 16 at the beginning of this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The day when I do not need my mother is the day I die.
True.
Or the day that she is dead.
No.
Nope.
Nope. I'll still need her when she's dead.
All right, Larry.
Yeah, your turn.
So let's hear it.
Oh, man, mine is tragic. Boy. But first, before I start this, a moment of silence for all the men who have crippling self-doubt and spend the first 90 minutes of a movie thinking whether he should make a move or not. Because that's me every first date with every woman I've ever had a first date with. I just sit there and I'm like, I can't even think about what's going on in front of me, because all I'm thinking is, you should move your head, you should... But instead, I'm just sitting here like this with my hands in my lap.
Quite literally crippling doubt.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You feel actually debilitated.
Like, mm-hmm.
Like, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the worst feeling.
Yes.
You like start like visibly sweating because you're like, because you're just going through all the possibilities in your head. But literally, she's already there with you. She probably wants you to touch her.
She has already like accepted the agreement. Yes. Her name is on the line. Like,
why is this guy shaking uncontrollably?
You know, sometimes I wonder
it's a medical condition.
If they can tell that my breathing is also heavier, like, since we've been in
breathing? You do breathing? It's more like, no, it's crippling, bro. It is literally it's one nostril breathing. Just short one nostril.
I was always afraid that my nostril was going to make a whistling noise and the date just went right out the mouth. Just
you know what happens when I get nervous? My head starts to rush and my nose starts to run.
Ooh.
Every time.
God.
By the time I decide to actually go in for the first kiss,
not
my nose
kiss.
Is already running. You know how many times I've done this one? If I hold her face, it's because I'm going to wipe the top.
You're so beautiful right now. I'm not crying, you're crying. Oh man, shit,
man.
All right, let's hear it. Let's
What's
hear
in my
tragedy.
Hair? It's just hair gel.
Oh god.
And to be fair, it's not like boogs. It's that like watery stuff that like runs. You know, like. When
it's
you're
boobs.
Eating spicy stuff. No, it's like thick green mucus.
It's actually one of the mucinous next people that live in your nose.
The mucinex people.
Yeah.
Is my first legit date. This is okay. So this is real sad. My first legit date. Didn't
we don't
happen,
have to say any dates or any years.
Didn't happen until I already had wheels.
Training wheels?
Training wheels?
Yes. You know, I got my big wheel and pedaled my ass down the end of the street.
Oh, and you were also 18.
No, I was not as cool as these guys. I didn't have any romantic life in the middle school. I was actually the antithesis of romantic life in the middle school.
Hey, you want to play Final Fantasy and watch the Colts play football?
I mean, if you
actually didn't even watch football at that point.
Oh, shit.
I had no knowledge of football at that point in my life. Like, I didn't. What I did with my time was, man, nothing. I feel like I did nothing. Like, I wasn't building any skills. I wasn't.
Much like today, really.
That was basically my life until I was 23 or 24.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Once your head, like, gets removed out of your ass a little bit, you're like, oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I started building skills, like, late. Like, maybe once I was 16. I was just like, you know, you just passively you start learning things just because you have to start doing things. Like,
yeah.
Incorrect.
You get a job, you learn
how
to
things
yeah,
increase.
Well, you learn your job, you get a job, you have to learn the skills that, like, I was a pizza chef by that time. By the time I had my already for a year at that point. Like, I was already like,
dude, I remember that cash money and that greasy head.
Yeah.
I remember you having money and greasy hair. Like, dude, you were like, dude, this sucks working in the summertime, 90 degrees outside, 150 degrees inside, like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just left the door, I mean, 500 degree ovens that were open, like, a third of the time. It's hot sizzle, dude.
Yeah, dude.
But, yeah, so my first date wasn't until I had already had wheels, mm-hmm. And it was with this, like, freshman girl.
Well, hold on, pause. Let's talk about these wheels for a minute.
Oh, I learned how to drive stick with my first vehicle, and it was a 93 GMC Sonoma. It
Two
was red.
Years older than, or younger than you.
Yeah, correct. Actually, 1 year, because it's model year 93. So.
Yep, true.
And the stick shift worked just as poorly.
Actually, I could change gears without the clutch. That's how smooth it was.
Ooh-wee.
Like, if I had the rev match just perfect,
do not
I
recommend.
Could just put a little weight of my hand on it, and it would just go right in. Too good, man.
For all those vaping in your STIs, do not do that.
Yeah.
Do not recommend.
Actually, do it.
Yeah. If you
get
could.
Yourself a stage 2 clutch when you're done.
Yeah. Which is funny because I never had to replace the clutch in that vehicle.
Oh,
no, that's actually
because
not true.
It never existed in the first place, and I always had a rev match perfectly.
I did have to get a new cable at some point, like in this
clutch
later years.
Thing.
Yeah, but yeah, so that junker got me around. So so because of that, it had a bench seat with only 3 seats, so I was borrowing my mother's vehicle all the time. And for this day, I had to borrow my mother's vehicle, which happened to be a 99 Jeep Wrangler,
mm-hmm.
Like the classic CJ style or whatever that was at that time.
But all girls love those, so that should have
been
perfect.
Yeah,
Jeep
yeah.
fans, do not correct him on whatever model it was if it wasn't the CJ.
Yeah.
YJ, CJ, XJ, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah.
The JC for Jesus Christ. Bless up.
Okay, so I remember we were already talking, and this girl went to my own high school, but I met her through MySpace. I did not know she existed until I found her on MySpace.
Woke.
And that's for all those people that go to big cities, you're like, yep, that makes sense. But we went to a very small high school, so the fact that I had not run into her at that point.
When we graduated, I believe it was like 900 throughout our whole school.
Yeah, our class was 206 or something.
Our class was 206 probably is who graduated, or 200. Yeah. Solid 12 didn't graduate at all.
So we were already talking a little bit, and I remember she told me. The there was like an ultimatum to this first date.
Whoa, she's that's like, a good start.
No, because it was like at first she agreed and she's like, "Yep, this is the right day and we can do it." And then when
you said you were how old?
16.
Damn, my schedule is not that booked even now.
Well, it was like she had
sports and shit,
like family stuff, and she's like divorced parents, so she had like a weekend with her mom and she had a weekend with her dad, so like things had to line up right. And then we agreed, it was, I think it was around Valentine's Day, it was like somewhere in February, so it was supposed to be just me and her, but and then her mom was like, the only way you can go is if you take your two little sisters with you.
Rip.
Yikes.
So I took her two little sisters.
Absolutely did. You absolutely did. That's why you had to get the Jeep.
For this movie called Push, which was about like teenagers that had like some like
premarital sex.
No, they had like
Some type of power, like
some powers. Yeah, they're like telekinetic powers and stuff like that. Yeah. So it was
a solid movie.
Yeah, I think it probably...
Push movie review next year.
It probably didn't receive as much hype as it should have.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
I think there were some big movies coming out at the same time. Yeah, I think might have pushed it to the back burner.
Big blockbusters. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was like what, circa 2008?
Yeah, somewhere in there. Somewhere.
A lot
of
big movies are coming out around.
Yeah.
Probably the Transformers movie at some point.
Oh yeah, probably. yeah, so I remember we went to the Michigan City movie theater, the 14, mm-hmm. not the sand dune one or whatever, Dunes Plaza or whatever the hell that one was.
The fancy one.
Yeah, yeah, we went to the
new one.
Yeah, yeah, the new.
The old one wasn't open then, still, was it?
Might have been.
I don't think it was.
Or, I don't know, I'm not sure. I don't remember when that place was.
2008, man. That was some years ago.
I mean, I went to see Two Towers at the Dunes one.
So. Yeah, I did too. I think I saw Return of the King there.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was, 2003? So, yeah, maybe.
I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't remember the whole instance where I was sitting there. I don't remember the specifics purely because exactly what I was saying before. I was sitting there just thinking about nothing else but other than should I move my hand?
Do I whip my dick out now or?
I was just thinking the whole time. I'm thinking,
will these sisters tattle on me or no?
Hold on, big toe.
Can I move my hand like 3 inches to the left and reach for her? Probably not.
Like, physically.
And then the little girl is like, ew, what are you doing?
I'm telling mom.
They were like 6 or 7, so they were like probably.
And then a 6-year-old hand comes over your right hand, and you're like, wait a second. Is this double dipping?
It was, I don't remember much of that, actually, after that. I just remember those specifics. I
blacked out with fear.
probably, dude. I know that I went on to date her for, like a month or two or something like that.
Ooh. Classic high school relationship.
Long time, yeah.
Yeah, real rock solid. That date in particular, I just remember... just being completely disappointed with me having to bring those kids along.
Absolutely. Because, so much would have happened if they weren't.
Oh,
there,
right.
You would have really made the move.
Yeah, if it wasn't already crippled.
You wouldn't have had romance paralysis if those two weren't there. Oh God, we were fucking terrible. Ugh. We've gotten better though, right?
No, I'm still the same. But with first dates. If it's my first date with you, I'm sorry. For future girlfriends, I'm sorry.
Future girlfriends,
I may come off confident, but I'm not.
If I went on a date with you and then I just kind of moved into your apartment 4 years ago, I'm sorry.
What? Oh man!
Did I never tell you guys this story?
No.
All right, so Christina and I started dating in April of 2015, and we were hanging out pretty frequently.
Mm-hmm.
But
wait, was this during your Bed Bath & Beyond days?
Christina? No.
No, when this was happening?
No, they met when he started working at the
real estate people.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay, so one day, I was a new agent. I got my license in June of 2014, and I'm in there one day doing, you know, whatever I was doing, and I had come in, like, the back door or something to my office, because I think I had to get a for sale sign or something, and I walk out into the front where the reception desk is, and Christina's sitting there with the secretary, and I was just like, whoa.
Boy, that's a thickie.
I started shaking uncontrollably. And my nose started running.
And you fell to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I introduced myself and I was like all about building this professional relationship with my new colleague. And she had just moved to the area.
Ooh.
So right when we first
got her right up against the ropes.
Well, right when I first met her, I went on one showing with her because it was a new stranger man that she had never met before. And, you know, sometimes when you're a woman, you get sexually assaulted or kidnapped or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that, and it was fun. We got ice cream afterward.
Wait, after the sexual assault?
No, nothing happened. And then after that, nothing happened for like 8 months. We were dating other people, right, when we first met.
Sure.
And then so, you know, my relationship ended and we started hanging out. I think I was just really getting into fitness then. And so we were talking about running and I was like, hey, you want to go for a run? And she's
I'll
like,
I'll chase
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah. So we went in La Porte. What was that? Stone Lake.
Mm-hmm.
There's a park and there's some trails.
Yeah.
So we went running on those one day, and then this other girl I was friends with, who I used to go to the gym with a lot. So let me back up here. I worked at this gym in La Porte. As an assistant manager at the same time.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I did not know this.
Yeah, I did that for like 6 months.
Hmm.
And so my other friend texted me and she's like, hey, you want pancakes? And I was like, oh, I'm not there. So she left me pancakes. And then Christina and I went on this run and we spent like a really long time together that day. And then we were sitting outside Kroger, which is a grocery store right next to the gym. And we ate pancakes. Like... at night,
of course.
And then so
as you do on your first date.
Yeah, and then, well, I don't know if that was really a date,
right?
I didn't make any move. And then so the next day I was like, hey, you want to go running again? And she's like, yeah. And then I made a move. And then
Ooh.
So we started dating.
Wait, but you were dating other people when this, well,
no, that was over. So I don't know about Christina, but my end of it
but
was,
who cares?
Yeah, whatever. Right. So anyway, that's how we started dating. And we were hanging out pretty frequently, and I'd spend the night at her apartment sometimes. I still live with my parents at this point.
Sure.
And then I started, you know, I spend the night over there, and then I started spending, like, 2 or 3 days over there, and I'd go back to my parents' house for a few days.
Getting sick.
Yes. And then one day, I had been over there for like 2 weeks or something.
Holy cow.
Yeah, or like 10 days.
This has progressed.
Yeah, we were only dating for like 3 or 4 months. And I was just like over there and she's like, are we just like living together now? And I was like, I guess so.
Sure.
And then I just never went home.
Oh, tight.
And then we had dinner at my parents.
So are you technically homeless then, or at this point maybe?
I mean, I own this house.
No, not now.
The point of the story.
Oh.
You've just like abandoned your home and she's kind of accepted you into hers. So like, yeah, you're just in this transition.
Yeah. So she's like, okay, that's fine. That's cool.
You may sleep here.
Yeah. And so I'm there. I think I might've, you know, stayed at my parents' house a couple more times after that.
Sure.
And then one day,
you know, just to transition them now, they had to get used to you being gone.
Yeah. They didn't say much, but I'm sure they were like, What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then so, you know, maybe a month or so after that, I have been home, you know, pretty much none of the time. And we go to my parents for dinner. And while we're there, I'm like, oh, you know what? I should grab my computer. gaming computer.
I just wanted to play it for this next night.
And so I'm packing it in the car, and my mom's like, you're really moving out now, aren't you? And she started crying.
Oh, no. That's how you know your mother knows you.
Yeah.
Wait, the computer's going? Oh, this is official.
Yeah.
She wasn't clued in by all of your clothes, your bed stuff, your
I
TV.
Guess, yeah, I just started moving, you know. I'd go home and then some more of my clothes would end up at Christina's. And then all of a sudden I had a drawer in her dresser full of clothes.
That's how you know. That's how you... If she makes room for you in her dresser,
mm-hmm.
That's how you know, bro.
Yeah. And then we've been together ever since.
Do you have room in her dresser now?
Mm-hmm. Only 2 drawers. But that's an upgrade from before.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's... I really only have enough clothes to fit into 2 drawers. And a small... Like... Our closet, you probably can't see it on camera, is over in the corner there, and it's maybe one-fourth my clothes, and 3/4 Christina's clothes.
Maybe this is just society, or maybe this is just how things have changed, but let it note for the record, I cannot tell the difference between male and female clothes in this wreck. Clothes have just gotten so androgynous at this point. There's just like a stack of flannel and button up, and they may all be his, they may all be hers. I'm not really sure.
True.
It is not obvious by looking at it. Mine's on the left side. I think where that plastic bag is to the left is pretty much where it starts.
Yeah, that side seems to have a little bit less pink.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big oof for me, dude. That's
I only own one pink shirt.
Oh, all of your clothes together doesn't even scratch how many clothes I have. That's your section is how much clothing I have just for wearing suits.
So, in some ways, we've gotten better. In some other people's cases, not so.
Oh, goddamn.
But you know what we've all got? We've all always had crippling anxiety.
Moral of the story is, crippling anxiety is a real thing.
My good old pal is no going nowhere.
Crippling anxiety awareness month, I demand that we have one. What color of ribbon would that be?
Black. Because that's all I see. Black with blue dots, because that's all I can see.
I'm saying white with like that, like a sweat stain built in.
Off-white.
Off-white with, like, a little bit of gray, like, right underneath the ribbon hole.
I think it's beige with a ketchup stain.
Woo. All right, I think that ends it for us today, folks.